good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, May 25. Coming up, Jamaica records best current account deficit in 20 years. Farmers urged to pursue integrated pest management strategies to tackle beet armyworm, and childhood home of Marcus Garvey to be refurbished. The news in detail after this message.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter is reporting that Jamaica has posted its best current account deficit in 20 years. Mr. Winter says Jamaica's current account deficit for the 2016-17 fiscal year was 1.8% of gross domestic product GDP, 0.2 percentage points less than that recorded for the 2015-16 fiscal year of 2.0% of GDP. This decrease, the governor says, indicates that Jamaica is putting itself on track to earn more foreign exchange than it spends, a major positive for Jamaica's economic outlook going forward.
We have to go back about 20 years in our history to find another deficit as low as this. If we subtract imports that have been financed from foreign direct investment inflows, this will be the second consecutive year when Jamaica, in fact, earns more in foreign exchange than it actually spends, otherwise known or called a surplus.
The improved current account deficit was attributed to, among other things, a 9% increase in goods exports, particularly non-traditional goods such as ackees, baked goods, and fruits. The Jamaican High Commission in London will host the joint launch of Jamaica 55 celebrations and the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference in the United Kingdom, UK, on Thursday, June 1. Jamaica's High Commissioner to the UK, Seth George Ramachan, made the announcement at the recent launch of the Jamaica 55 UK Steering Committee under the national theme, Celebrating Jamaicans at Home and Abroad. Mr. Ramachan says the mission is to heighten public awareness of the outstanding contributions of the Jamaican-UK community to the United Kingdom. The steering committee, which will be co-chaired by business consultant and member of the Economic Growth Council Task Force Ruddy Page and events planner Daniel Rayburn, will coordinate activities with the primary purpose of engaging second, third, and fourth generation Jamaicans in the UK. The Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference will be held July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is urging farmers to practice an integrated pest management approach to control the outbreak of the beet armyworm pest. Senior Director, Division of Training, Technology and Technical Information at RADA, Winston Shaw, says farmers have a responsibility to stop the spread of the pest.
No one set of persons can manage. It's a collaborative effort between the ministry, RADA, farmers and the community in general. We encourage farmers to speak with your local RADA representative so that you can be guided on the appropriate and effective chemicals to use.
Other strategies include land preparation, monitoring the fields, and practicing good field sanitation. Farmers are also being encouraged to attend the training and sensitization sessions geared at controlling the beet armyworm. And restoration plans for the childhood home of national hero Marcus Garvey are slated for completion by August this year to coincide with the 130th anniversary of Garvey's birth. That's the word from Acting Executive Director of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, JNHT, Dorit Gray. Speaking at a JIS think tank on May 24, Mr. Gray said funds have been allocated for the project by the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, and work is far advanced.
We have already started a number of the drawings to try and to move that process ahead. So far, we have been given about $35 million. And so we are focusing our attention to ensure that at least we have something for our first national hero.
The house, located at 32 Marcus Garvey Way in St. Anne, was declared a national monument on December 31, 1992. It is to be transformed into a heritage site, welcoming visitors and hosting numerous activities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.